Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello everyone and welcome to The Bubbling Adventure, a podcast all about kids and how positive education and conscious parenting can impact their entire life as well as society. I am your host, Julie, and each Thursday we are having conversations with guests on different themes, and our aim is to have open discussions, share different points of view, and learn in a non-judgmental way. It feels so great to be back with a new episode today. Thank you so much for your patience and for your support always. Our guest today is Christina, an artist, creator, and author who ignites the imaginations of children and their parents through her limited edition animal and touching storybooks. After an injury forced her to reconsider her 100-mile-an-hour corporate career, Christina realized her true path to be the artist she was meant to be. Together, we discuss ways to improve communication with children, focusing on creativity, how coloring can help, and open the path for more conversations. As always, thank you so much for listening. Make sure to subscribe if you haven't already. You can also write a review if you're listening from Apple Podcasts. Click on the 5-star button on Spotify. And join us on Instagram at The Bubbling Adventure for daily positive education content. But without further ado, let's begin.
Papa, papa, en faisant cette chanson.
Hi, Christina. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you for having me, Julie. Really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for coming. Could you please introduce yourself to the audience?
Yes, I am Christina Lucia. I am an author, creator, and artist. Currently, at this point, I actually, your podcast is one of the first week that I've been interviewed that I've been able to officially announce this. I am actually embarking on self-publishing my children's series. I've been working on it for a while and sharing with my audience the process, but I am happy to announce that my first of my 15 books are coming out in spring of 2023. I both write and illustrate my books, and I also create the characters that go along with them, which are behind me. And I actually have Bella, the main character here. And my main focus for the books that I'm writing and creating is that there is a focus on communication between the parent and the child. And that stems from a healing path of my own that I've embarked on. It's come from a path of me finding a way to be the woman that I am, the artist I am, the dancer that I am, while also providing value. And in my healing path, I realized how much communication has been missing in my life and how much community has been missing in my life. And when I focus on communication and community, feelings and a sense of humanity is what is always there in every element. And that's really my mission. Behind everything I'm creating and writing is creating a platform through these books, through these toys, through these illustrations, where we're able to talk to each other effectively and be able to express our feelings and be heard and acknowledged in an organic and loving way.
Well, first of all, congratulations. This is so
Thank
exciting.
you.
And I'm sure it must have been a lot of work, you know, like we always hear about the result, like, oh, I'm publishing, but like I'm sure it took a lot of time and sweat and tears. So yeah, I think massive congrats. But could you
Thank
please tell us,
you.
what was your journey and what sort of led you to that, and how did you even realize that for you had that need for healing?
Yes. So I grew up in rural Massachusetts, and I always knew I didn't belong. But one thing that was always consistent through my entire childhood is that I was always an artist. I started training formally at 7 years old, and I was dancing as a child, but I never thought I was good at it. At 10 years old, I discovered New York, and I took one look at it and said, I'm going to be here. And I was at 18, I moved here. And because of the family I grew up in, I grew up in a dysfunctional family. I was used to belonging in environments I didn't belong in. And as a result of being unaware of that dysfunction and unaware of certain traumas, I kept on finding my way into corporate environments. And it was normal for me not to belong. It was normal for me to hide. And in my mid-20s, I found my way back into dance. And it was normal for me to be working during the day and running to my dance practices in the evening. Fast forward to 2018, I was in my ballet class. And I'm taking my last grande, which is a big leap. And I landed and I thought the floor broke. Well, it wasn't the floor, it was me. I had ruptured my Achilles tendon. And my first reaction was I was going to miss my coaching with my main coach, who's actually my dance idol. And luckily I had good health insurance, so I was able to get into surgery less than a week later. And the day of my surgery, I actually did crutch into the studio to say hello to my coach, Karina. And when she asked me who I kicked, I said my instructor. And he didn't like that very much, but and no, I didn't kick him. I didn't. I was just more of a joke for us. But being in the boot, it gave me time to think. And I never forget, my friend Alex came over to visit me. And I'm basically sitting in the same spot I was when he said this to me. So boot on, tea in my hand. He said, "What are you doing? You can't keep doing this. Like, you're a creative." And ironically, my ottoman, very similar to it is right now, was covered in yarn, covered in crochet hooks. I was already crocheting at that point. I'm now a knitter as well. I wasn't a knitter at that point, but now I am a knitter. And he's like, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "I don't know." And that moment, it was one of those click moments that we hear people say so often. And that was one of my clicks. And it started me in not necessarily interviewing, but networking and asking questions and digging down. And that led me to my career coach. I literally got my boot off. I was about to go back in the office. And just so the audience knows how much I love to dance and how creative I am, I was back in the studio before I was back in the office. I went to my first coaching with my boots still on and did a fan, which is a position in competitive, and I dance international Latin. And fan is a very common position that the female dancer gets into. And my female coach led me into a fan, and of course I was in the boot, and I was like, it was epic. And I'm like, I did it. I remember sitting down with my coach Matilda, and her asking me, "What's your rocket ship?" And I said, "I'm supposed to create my own brand." And I had this thing where I should say a thing. I had this story for myself that I was supposed to fall into a different career to learn the skills that I need in order to create a brand. Fast forward again in 2019, a year I've been working with Matilda consistently through that year, networking more effectively. I got laid off from my job. It just propelled my networking even further. And I went on an interview, and I will leave out the firm's name because I know most of us would know this firm, especially Wall Street people like myself and you. We would know this bank in a heartbeat. Beautiful bank, and I'm not saying anything bad about the bank, but I went on the interview. And I walked out and I thought, I can't do this again. I can't go back to this. I can't get sucked into the beautiful office, the promise of the promotion that's never going to come. And I went to my coach, and we were in a WeWork conference room. And I say that because those of us who know WeWork, we know how funky they are and how fun those conference rooms are. Mm-hmm. And I remember bumbling and I looked at her and said, I'm supposed to be an entrepreneur. She said, I agree. And it was one of those beautiful moments where she knew it before me, but she gave mm-hmm. me the space to communicate that. And before I even declared it, a former friend of mine saw my work. I already been crocheting lovies and blankets, and actually it's not featured in the back of me, but the first stuffed animal I created was a teddy bear. They actually named still that bear on my website. It's named after my grandma, who I'm her namesake. She's Lucy. I'm Lucia. We all know her mm-hmm. as Lucy, and that's why I'm Christina Lucia. So I already started developing this business. And when I declare myself an entrepreneur, I was pitching this idea and another idea. And this idea kept gaining traction. And within those weeks of declaring myself an entrepreneur, I was gaining traction on this business. And I went away to Italy for the second time, I just went again, like I was telling you before. And I remember having this amazing trip, coming back refreshed. I found out my mom was ill. Mm. And at first it was just pneumonia. And then I was in one of my meetings, my healing meetings, and I got a text from my sister saying that our mom had lung cancer. And I went out the following day to Massachusetts, finding out it was stage 4. Mm. And that next week was me running back and forth between New York and Massachusetts, not sure what to think. And we lost her a week later. The night I found out she was really ill, though, I was here in New York, and I swear it was my grandma, who I'm named after. I got this urge to file for my LLC. And I filed for my LLC, and the day my mom passed, I actually was here in New York. And I went to my mailbox later on that day, and I held in my hand the first piece of mail addressed to my company. And I knew it was my mom. I knew she was telling me, you need to pursue this. And that's how it started. And it originally started with just a series of characters. And characters led me to blogging. And the blogging led me to work on my messaging. And the messaging led me to realize that I'm supposed to write a children's series. And that's how this all came. And as I was sharing this, I realized, and the more I talk about my journey, the more I realize the pieces that come together. One of the biggest things when I was first pivoting in this path, Matilda sat down with me and said, because I started drawing again. I've always been drawing and training my entire life, but I did start drawing a lot when I pivoted. And she said, well, why don't you create coloring drawings so that way you can do a coloring event and get people to know you that way. And you can have, you know, you have your own personal website. Well, ironically, the gift I have for your audience is a coloring drawing I created based on my books. Nice. And as I was sharing this, I realized as I was saying how Matilda gave me space, and my editor, my marketing strategist, my editor, Susan, and my marketing strategist, Melanie, they also did something very similar that led me to my decision to self-publish. And I realized like the professionals around me, the team I have around me, they're doing exactly what I'm writing in my books. Whenever Bella, in every book, Bella is learning a skill or going through this transition, it evokes various emotions. And the special adult character, whether it's her mom or her dad or her Aunt Susan, they're giving her that space. So it's ironic how when you surround yourself with the right people, they do inspire you and they give you what you need to create. And that's the beauty about being a creator and an artist, is if you surround yourself with the right energies, flip the switch and you got it.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Inspiration is everywhere. It kind of manifests itself in in ways like that. And so you mentioned earlier that for you, you know, the communication between children and parents was something that is very important to you and that your work promotes that. Can you please explain how?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I personally grew up in a household where communication was not effective. And that's where a lot of the traumas I experienced and inflicted. And from my healing work, I realized that by learning to communicate, I'm able to focus on my feelings and I'm able to calmly say how I'm feeling and also listen, take a step back and realize, okay, why am I getting triggered? Why am I being upset? Mm-hmm. How I'm applying it to what I'm creating and writing. In every book that I write, Bella is going through transitions or skills that we all go through, regardless of where we're from in the world, what color we are, what sexual orientation, it doesn't matter. There's still those human experiences we all have. Mm-hmm. By focusing on those human experiences, I express feelings through Bella, meaning, like, for example, the first book that'll come out, Bella is going from her nursery to a big girl room. And with that, there's also the crib to a big girl shift. And she experiences fear and anxiety. And she cries. And her mom has to bring her back to her crib. Mm-hmm. And in all the books, this happens where she has that moment of those negative feelings and she expresses it. The next step that happens in my books is that, in this case, the bed book, it's her mom. When her mom and her are outside later, she says, "Mommy, I got really scared when I went into my big girl bed." And her mom opens up to her and says, "Well, you know, when Daddy and I moved into our house, when it was new, I felt uncomfortable and it took me time." So what's happening in my formula is that the parent or the adult character in the book is sharing a story with Bella that she's able to have an aha or a relatable moment. Mm-hmm. And the parent, it has the opportunity to share, "I still experience these feelings. This is how I experience it." And there is there's a transitional moment where Bella receives something. In the bed book, for example, she gets a lovey, which is like the loveys I create behind me. And loveys are a transitional object. And with her lovey, she's able to gain the courage she needs to sleep in her bed. And then furthermore, once she overcomes her fear, she's able to pass on that wisdom in a light way to her friend, one of her friends in the books, whether it's saying, "Oh, well, this is like when we didn't have this ingredient, we can use this for the snowman." Or in this case, her friend Annie is scared about going down the slide. So she gives her a rose and the rose gives her the courage to go down the slide and climb up the ladder. And it's all about sharing that wisdom and understanding and reiterating that example. You know, she sees this example from her parent, and her parent gives her that space the way Matilda, the way my editor Susan, the way my strategist Melanie, way these ladies are giving me space to realize, oh, this is the next step in my business that I need to take. Because at the end of the day, regardless of how old or how young we are, we all work off the same feelings list. And although we overcome obstacles in our life, there's always another mountain that we need to break down. And by being able to empathize with each other. And the other piece I should share too that I do with my books is I also create a reader's guide with each book. And what I do in the reader's guide is I point out things in the story that I write and I give suggestions. And when I say guide and suggestions, I say that because every family is different. Every person is different. It's like we were sharing before the call, like things that I experienced when I was on Wall Street is different from what you're experiencing now, but we do have that commonality of being able to share. I get it. Like I get, I empathize. Or when we talk about travel, you know, we're able to connect and find a common point. And that's the same thing I'm going for in my books and with the reader guide, because sometimes you hear these things, okay, that's great, but how do I apply it to my kid? My kid doesn't like the color, or wait, my kid doesn't like stuffed animals. What do I do? You know? And so that's really what the guide is for. So if you read the book and you're not having the instant, aha, oh, I want to try this. My goal is to give you further ideas and further food for thought so that you and your spouse or you and your partner can sit down and talk about it and share about it and have further conversations, or even have further conversations with your child. Mm-hmm. And find ways that work for you and your child in order to communicate properly and not to say properly, fully, more fully.
Yeah, more often. That's very inspiring. I like that. I like that there's a guide as well. And you know that it's not, I want to say just, but it's already a lot, you know, like just the story and so on, but it's also trying to apply it to everyone. I think that's very inspiring. We'll definitely leave the link to that in the show notes so everyone can have a look. And so you also mentioned something about coloring, how, you know, this is an activity that can be shared. Why coloring in particular?
Yes. So with every book I create, I always storyboard. And by doing that, I have a template for a coloring book. So my coloring books are actually already up on my website. I do have them in a digital format right now, but now that I'm pursuing self-publishing, I am talking as I decide on a firm to move forward with to create my books, there will be a printed version of the coloring books as well for people to purchase. The reason why coloring at any age is meditative. And it's relaxing. It eases our senses, our nerves. It opens up our endorphins. It also, when we do that, it also opens up the path for conversations. And if you're considering a child or even an adult, it's an organic way that you can observe somebody, meaning what colors are they choosing? And I actually mentioned this yesterday when I was being interviewed. I said, even if you want to take it a step further and put different mediums out on the table, put markers and crayons, and I'm a glitter girl. I love glitter. So even if you want to put glitter, you know, and see what your kids are gravitating towards, even scissors, like maybe they want to cut it and they want to paste it on construction paper. You know, just being able to observe what they're choosing at the same time as the coloring, as they're relaxing, it's also an opportunity for them to start talking. It's an opportunity for them to start talking about something that happened in school. You know, maybe it's an opportunity to start talking about their friend at school and what color their friend's color with. Or maybe something happened at the coloring table that upset them today. And this is a safe way of them saying that, or maybe they're going to act out a behavior. But coloring does, even as adults, it does release us, and it's inexpensive. It's quiet. It's something subtle that you can do. Even if you're looking for it to be more constructive, I'm from a family of teachers, and coloring is a motor skill. Being able to color between the lines, being able to express yourself. You can even take it that route. So it really is, to me as an artist, it's the equivalent of a blank canvas. Mm-hmm. It gives us an opportunity to have an opportunity to make multiple choices, and there's no wrong with it. And that's the beauty of art. There's really no wrong, right, or wrong. And being able to release those energies is very powerful.
Yeah, I love that. It makes me want to color right now. I'm like, I need meditation. I need to do that. So yeah, I'll definitely put it up.
Absolutely. Love it.
I don't even know if I have crayons or anything, but it's fun. I'll find.
That's what I mean. You can use a pencil, even if you want to doodle around the image that's on the paper, that's okay. You know, and I purposely do that in my coloring drawings. I purposely only draw out the characters because, again, I want to give you and your child the opportunity to create a background. And mm-hmm. I do put prompts on the coloring drawings. So again, if you feel you want to start a conversation with your child, there's a prompt there. So again, that's actually why I don't do backgrounds and mm-hmm. not, I should say all of them, but most of them, I do not do backgrounds because I want to give you and your child the opportunity to play with that. You know, maybe they don't want a background. Maybe they do. Maybe they want to cut it out. You know, maybe they want to, they want to do something else with it, you know, and that's the beauty of it. It's their work, you know, it's their mm-hmm. choice.
I love that. I think it's so important to have a safe space to share, but also just quality time as a family, or mm-hmm. even as, you know, you can do it with more than one kid, or you can have it as a one-on-one activity, or like, yeah. I really like that. And I guess also it's something that's away from screens, and you know, it's calming, it's one is napping, you can color with the other, you know, it's pretty I love that. It's pretty versatile. You can use it in so many different ways, and it works for a lot of people. So yeah, that's definitely a great tip. Is there any last advice that you would like to share?
Oh gosh, I think my biggest thing is there is no right or wrong. There is no right or wrong. It's a matter of what's right for you. And if something is wrong for you, but right for someone else, having that sense of respect and having that space to step back and say, okay, this works. Like when you mentioned quality time, so I'm very into the love languages. I'm very mm-hmm. intrigued by them. I feel like that's why I mentioned it. And when you say quality time, so quality time is not my natural mm-hmm. love language, but all my family and majority of my friends are quality time people. With quality time for me, the biggest part I struggle with it is the fact that my family and friends that are quality time people, they also like their solitude. Mm-hmm. And I struggle with that because I'm like, wait, you don't want to, I thought you want to spend time with me. What? And being able to respect that. And so when you're saying about the coloring, and that's the other beauty of coloring, is that mm-hmm. you can make it work for you, and your child. So that's like my biggest thing is pursue that, be able to respect that and take a step back, like, okay, gonna let this be. Okay, that's right for them. Let it be, you know, mm-hmm. just share another example of it. So I also create ornaments. And when every year I create different ornaments for my friend's kids and my nephew and my goddaughter and whatnot. And every year I hear parents say, oh, my kids won't leave on a tree. They're using it as a toy. I'm like, it's their gift. When I gift it to you, it's their choice. If mm-hmm. they want to be a toy, it's a toy. Cause at the end of the day, it's their, I'm giving it to
possession,
them.
I'm not
giving it with instructions. No, it can only hang on the Christmas tree. Don't you dare take, like, no, it's like if they, and even my nephew does this, he plays with it while it's on the tree and it warms my heart. It's like the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. But again, mm-hmm. it's his ornament. It's, I gave it to him and he has a right to express himself. So that would be my,
that I would love be that. My. Yeah. I think sometimes we're so fixated on how things should be, but you know, there's a reason why a lot of kids like to play with cardboard, like, you know, boxes and so on. It's like, it just, so what? Like, anything can, you know, well, anything, not anything too valuable, but, a lot of things can be.
Within reason.
Yeah, of course. Not anything dangerous or too valuable. But anyway, like, you know, I think, like if if you give them a toy, it, you know, it can be so many different things. If they want to draw with it, if they want to, you know, do something, I don't know. It's cool to see how they express themselves. So I definitely like that. Thanks for sharing. I definitely feel like sometimes we're a bit rigid as adults. We're just used to seeing things one way. And I definitely think that it could kill creativity if you're just like, oh, this is not how it's supposed to be used. So and I need to work on that as well. So it's great that you mentioned that.
It's a skill. It's a constant skill. So I know I'm working on it too. Like I'm not, I am a creative. I do naturally create. That's not my thing, but being respectful when people have their rules or they have their way of doing things, like I have to work on it. So I'm gonna be like, let it be. It's okay.
It's okay.
Like,
yeah.
Let it go. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, but we're all working on it. And as long as we have that awareness and we're, it's like chipping away at a stone, you know, it's just like day by day, we get a little further and that's what matters. As long as we're, you know, making an effort and we're making an effort to be aware. That's the first step is awareness.
I love that. Thank you so much, Christina, for sharing all of your wisdom. We'll put all of your links in the description box so that everyone can check it out. And thank you again for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It was such a pleasure.
Thank you so much for listening. Feel free to share if you think it might be helpful to someone you know. If you enjoyed this episode, then please make sure to write a review if you're listening on Apple Podcasts and subscribe if you haven't already. That's it for me. See you soon with the next episode. And in the meantime, have a lovely day.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.